Hello, good morning or good day. Welcome to Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel. Welcome to TPGF, Turning Point Global Family Daily Devotional Prayer and Prophetic Feast. Wake up to this every day for personal or family devotion. After listening to Turning Point, read the Turning Point booklet for the study of the day and the prayer also. It is authored by me. Welcome to Friday, the 29th day in November 2024. This month ends tomorrow. Listeners and TPGF around the world, tomorrow, as earlier on announced, we shall do a 20-minute vigil. I will be on Facebook and YouTube with you from 11:50 p.m. to 12:10 a.m. We shall pray and praise God 10 minutes to the end of that month and 10 minutes into the new month in securing the month. Don't forget, you might need to set your alarm clock. This is a new dimension to our ministrations here. Please remember, subscribe to our YouTube and Facebook in order to be a part of it. Do so now if you have not already done so. And it is simple. Go to your YouTube, open it, and type at The Real Femi Emmanuel. The word real is R-E-A-L. YouTube at The Real Femi Emmanuel. Subscribe and turn on notification. Also, Facebook at The Real Femi Emmanuel. Type together, like and follow. Don't forget the VG tomorrow. To secure the new month, write it down somewhere or set your alarm. Now, receive today's prayers and be responding with amen. I receive it. You will end this month on a happy and fulfilling note. You will start the new month with strange help and favor. Who is this woman or lady? Your first marriage was a mess. The man traumatized you, told you lies, cheated on you severally, broke your heart, and walked away from your life to marry somebody else, and he has moved on. You were heartbroken, disappointed, frustrated, almost went into depression. The person I'm describing knows herself. God asked me to tell you, he will fix you up again. Oh yes, your God-ordained husband will locate you soon. You shall marry again and be happy. Learn from your bitter past experience, have patience, and follow God's line, God's guideline in making the right choice in marriage. Be consoled. Wipe off your tears. Who is this? God will give your phone number to someone that will transfer money to you. Money, good money, shall come from unlikely sources and unlikely persons. Who is this? Marked out for untimely death. But now that God has revealed it, that death sentence is canceled. For you, your spouse, your children, your sibling, you may see near-death situation, but it will not consume you. Or say, amen, I receive it. After this prayer, everyone anoint yourself and declare, I will live and not die. I will live to fulfill purpose on earth. Amen. November 29th celebrant, your birthday prayers. You are blessed. Your new age is blessed. You will mark December 29 yearly in good health, in joy, and in prosperity. Happy birthday. Listeners, we are still on testimony today till Sunday. Be connecting to these testimonies for your own interventions to also come. First testimony today. I am the woman whom God has favored. Daddy, today, after you told us to raise our phone for alert upon alert, God used my brother to pay my house rent of 400,000 naira. Please, Daddy, pray for this, my brother, that God will bless him a billion times. Consider it done. Another testifier. I bless God for showing me mercy. 5 months ago, my agency sent me to a place to work. 2 months later, a misunderstanding happened between me and one of their clients. Without questioning me, the company reported me to police. I kept on praying and believing God for miracle. I also sowed a battle seed on it. Then I got a letter on the 14th of November that the case has been closed and dropped, that I am free. No trial, no charges. Praise God for setting me free. Thanksgiving offering sent already. Wow. I declare all listeners, you have no case to answer. Somebody said, good morning, my wonderful TPGF family. This is my testimony. One, my place of work that stagnated for months was revived back after using the anointed mantle and water. Two, my children healthy and their school going on fine. Three, freedom from cobwebs affliction after using my oil and mantle. For alert upon alert, when my account is empty at the edge of shame. May his name be praised forever. Thank you, Daddy, for your daily declaration over our lives. Another one. Good morning, our pastor. The Lord has done it. My daughter has gotten approval for her visa to Canada. It can only be God in Jesus' name. Thank you, Jesus. More anointing, Daddy. Daddy, please share my testimony. My house rent was going to be due in October, and I have no means to pay at that time. Daddy asked us to write 5 things we want God to do for us before the end of September, and I did. I also promised God to share the testimony if God will make it happen. Before the end of September, God surprised me with 200,000 naira, which was the exact amount I needed for the rent from unexpected source. Indeed, God is wonderful. Unexpected source, unlikely persons will bless my listeners. Somebody said, good morning, Daddy and TPGF. I've come to return all the glory to God. One, our daughter got admission into her university of choice, and she was given the course she desired to study. Two, Daddy said, God asked us to dance in one of the ministrations. I obeyed, and a friend credited my account with 30K, tight paid to the church account. Wow. All these prophetic actions are working. Dance, take 3 steps, and brought a miracle. Somebody said, Calvary greeting to you, sir, and love to my fellow TPGF siblings. Wow, TPGF siblings, we are siblings in the Lord. Yesterday, 27th November, when Daddy asked us to count 1, 2, 3, and also take 3 steps forward with a powerful release of anointing, God gave me another line of business, which also started yesterday by God's provision. Our Thanksgiving seed is on the way. Thank you, God. Let's be thanking God. Another person. Praise God with me, my Turning Point family. On the 15th of November, while I was away, there was power failure. And when the light came back, was restored, the stabilizer that my freezer was connected to caught fire and burnt. When my wife woke up in the night, everywhere was filled with smoke. To the glory of God, the burnt stabilizer did not explode. Same morning, Baba talked about we being careful of fire outbreak. May the name of the Lord be praised forever. Daddy, we thank God for using you for our generation. Another person. I want to thank God for his goodness in my life and family. My boss gave me gift of foodstuff. Within 30 days, that Daddy prophesied that we will receive good news. He prophesied that on the 22nd of October. I received the gift on the 28th of November. Thank you, Jesus. May the oil of God on your life never run dry. Wow. You shall be the next testifier in the name of Jesus. Please rebroadcast this to all of your contacts. Do so daily. Join us later this evening for the Friday's edition of our live broadcast at the usual time, 8 to 9 p.m. Nigeria time. I thought I would not be able to make it, but now I should be able to make it. So join us this evening. Tomorrow morning is our weekly communion service. Get your communion element ready this evening. Month is almost ending. So if you are a monthly tither, battle, thanksgiving, partnership commitment seed, and the seed of 11-11-11 we are sowing this month, sow it. This commission is a fertile ground for both our tithe and seed. The Lord will bless you for it. Then, this great big one, God's mandate to all of us to feed the poor and help the helpless this end of the year is so heavy in my heart. People are hungry in our country. It's so sad. People are dying of hunger. I saw it visibly. I can't believe my eyes. People can't take care of their medication. They live in squalor. I heard God say to me, call my children on this platform to feed the hungry and help the poor this end of the year. We did a similar thing during the last COVID. In Mark chapter 6 verse 37, Jesus Christ said to the disciples, don't let them go away with empty stomach. Give them food to eat. Proverbs 19:17 also says, he that lendeth to the poor is giving it to God, and God will repay. Ah, TPGF. God said we should feed the hungry this end year, Christmas and New Year. We should do so since I have been alive, I have never seen anything like this in my life. Some of us are already doing it, and I pray for you each time we see you alert, but we need much more. For the first time, somebody donated a sacrifice of 1,700,500 naira. We need more. We need more of this. Our target is 40 million naira. No amount is too big. No amount is too small. Do as God lays on your heart. We plan to buy raw food in trucks, rice in bags, yams, garri, noodles, indomie, vegetable oil, other ingredients, and rebagage them. We want to be able to give them what can feed them for 2 weeks or even a month. Let's do it this for God. Let's do it for God. We have set up a committee to profile between 5,000 and 10,000 families that TPGF members will feed. Let's do it. Like I said, the budget is 40 million. We are still very, very far from it. If you can give 1 million naira, 500,000 naira, 200,000, 100,000, 50,000, 20,000, 5,000, anything, according to the grace of God upon you. Fingers are not equal. Do as God lays in your heart. We are not going to mention anybody's name. God knows you. If you help to feed the hungry, you and your generation will not know hunger forever. I have never seen people this poor and dying of hunger like this before. We have opened a welfare account for that purpose. Hear the account name and please respond. Turning Point with Femi Emmanuel Welfare. Please add welfare to that name. It is for welfare. At Zenith Bank, account number 101-7238-378. 101-7238-378. Donors in dollars, in euros, in Canadian dollars. Use our PayPal account. It's still very active. For more information, send a chat of request to +234 809-789-4000. Donors in UK in pound sterling, use our HSBC account, Global TPGF Global account in HSBC. For information on that, send a chart to at 074-111-28401. Do as God gives you the grace. We are trusting God that we'll be able to make the 40 million so that we can feed 10,000 people for 2 weeks or for a month. Let them also have a good Christmas and a good Happy New Year. The Lord bless all the donors. The Lord bless those of you who have given before. You can still give again until we make this mark. The Lord will continue to bless you, enlarge you. TPGF will be a phenomenon, releasing and removing people from pain, from poverty, untimely death on earth. God is using us to make a difference, and He will be making a difference in our lives. God sent me because of you. Heaven will not rest until you are truly blessed and fulfilled. I'm Femi Emmanuel. I love you. Have a great day. Bye.